RadioMD.com. Dr. Pam Peek, New York Times bestselling author and founder of the Peak Performance Center, and Michelle King Robeson, leading women's advocate, entrepreneur, and founder of EmpowHer.com, host the show everyone's talking about. It's time for Her Radio on RadioMD.
Michelle, women cheat.
No,
they cheat
don't.
In relationships.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do. Yes, they
no.
do. I'm just saying. Oh my gosh, there are so many statistics on this. This is such a hot
crazy
topic. Oh man, and we have with us Susan Shapiro Barish. She's the author of The 9 Phases of Marriage: How to Make It, Break It, and Keep It. Oh my gosh, and she's going to help enlighten us about all things women cheating. Susan, welcome to Her Radio. And what are the 4 common reasons why women cheat?
Well, thank you for having me on. And based on my research, I find that women cheat for self-esteem reasons. They cheat for an empowerment affair. They have an affair because they want more sex in their lives, or they do it because they actually fall in love with someone else unexpectedly. But I will tell you that no one walks down that aisle saying, gee, I wonder when I'll have my first affair. So it's really a process almost.
So do you think that women cheat differently than men do?
Oh, I do. I think that they do it better. I think that they're better.
Now, wait a minute. Now, just a minute here, Susan.
I'm sorry.
What
I'm
do
laughing.
You mean that women
do it better?
I know that everything better. I know that women
That's
do
right.
everything better. You know, but I mean, how do women do it better than men? Seriously.
Well, they are better at covering their tracks based on my research. They're better at compartmentalizing. So this is my lover. This is my husband. 6 days a week, I'm a good wife and a good mother. And then on that 7th day, I'm able to have a lover and have something that I really claim as my own. So this is what's happening.
Wow.
And also women are out in the workplace and they can
exactly.
have a boy toy the way, you know, a man could always sort of, you know, have something on the side when he traveled or in the workplace.
So it's just Woo-hoo. More common and we do it. We can compartmentalize it. Isn't that interesting?
This is
I
what
would
I've
never
found.
Have thought
you know,
that.
I've been investigating female infidelity for many, many years, and I've written several books on marriage, and I've always looked at infidelity as really a piece of the marriage, and sometimes it actually helps the marriage.
I was going to say, does it ever help?
It does. Sometimes, look, no one says my lover and my husband are so similar. No one would say that. What they're saying is this is a very different experience. If your husband's a brainiac, then your lover is very physical. If your husband is a truck driver, then the professor in continuing ed becomes the lover. So we're looking for something very different. And what you can't find with the husband, you sometimes find with the lover. I mean, that's the goal.
So in your research, are you finding that women are having more affairs now than in the past? Or is
yes,
it just much more
certainly.
Public?
No. Women are out there more. It's
yeah,
very different,
workforce.
You know, in the last 70, 60 years, you know, since the second wave of feminism and the women's movement to the workplace, women have really become, you know, able to move around, able to meet people, and, you know, you're not waiting for the milkman. So what you're really looking at is the fluidity of all of our lives and the idea that we also live a very long time. The person you promise yourself to at 32 might not work at 52, 42, 40, based on what happens to you and to the marriage and to him.
That's interesting. I mean, it's so fascinating that, you know, all...
I was going to say that what was so striking in my ongoing research is how these women have no guilt. They feel entitled to the affair. They say, I'm not getting what I want. I'm really good at being a wife and a mother, or just a wife, or even a long-standing monogamous relationship that's equivalent to a marriage. I'm really good at it. So the idea that I feel so disappointed that he's not my lover and husband is, you know, sending me out, you know, sort of like pushing me out into the world. And this conscious choice is it really is very conscious. doesn't just fall on your lap.
That's fascinating. So let me ask you this about women. Are they better at managing the affair and a marriage or long-term monogamous relationships?
Yeah, they really are. Again, you know, I've spoken to such a variety of women, different ages, social strata, ethnicity, different parts of the country, cities, suburbs, rural areas, small towns. But these emotional longings for women are the same across the board. It really doesn't matter if you have a PhD or you just went to junior college or you have a big job or you work from home. If you're unhappy with a marriage, just as if you're very worried or unhappy about a child or a friendship, you know, women are acting on what they need to have that they're not getting.
Well, I ask you a question based upon your research? Mm-hmm. Culturally, which one is more or less, and I quote, acceptable, as it were? Is it the male or the female having the affair?
Well, I've been defending a woman's choice to have an affair for a long time now, and it really doesn't change. I mean, all three of us would say sexism is just rampant in this country. So the same sexism that allows women to not get paid equal pay for equal work, that causes tokenism in the workplace for women, it conjures up the same attitude. You know, it's not very, how could she have done it? So unforgiving when it comes to the discovery of a female having an affair, whereas we've always kind of given tacit approval to men. You know, men will be men, but in fact, women are trading in the same currency today.
So it's interesting that you say that, because on EmpowHer, what I see so much of the time, which was surprising to me, is that women aren't getting enough sex from their partner, and they're complaining about it, and they don't know what to do.
That's
so I
right.
guess this is their alternative.
This is an alternative, and a lot of women don't actually want to leave the marriage, but they need something more in the marriage, which is something that's theirs, which is the affair. You don't want to break up a marriage because of children or financial needs, or a husband changes so much, or the woman changes so much. So the idea of the affair as a choice is what's really happening.
It's very interesting.
This is what I need.
And you know, you also mentioned it was long term. You know, one of my I know someone who I didn't realize was having a long term. I'm talking, you know, 15 years with a colleague.
Wow.
That they only saw once a month, but it was mm-hmm. going on for 15
oh,
years.
Oh yeah, no,
that's
it's
all she
still
needed.
Bona fide.
That's yeah, it's all she needed, because she had a fairly sexless, you know, mm-hmm. and rudimentary, you know, professional relationship with her husband and all the rest of it. But, oh, my gosh. And she was devastated when this individual passed away.
Oh, yeah.
And it was really interesting. It was just profound. And I don't know that I'll ever forget that. It's just fascinating looking at how women have managed that. I think you're right. She really, truly did compartmentalize that.
And what she suffered if he died was a real loss in kind
yes.
of a big piece of
yes.
the pie of life, if you will. What I found with women is that have such a different attitude about marriage.
Yeah.
So
well, you know, one of the things I want to make sure everyone out there knows is that they could run to your book, The 9 Phases of Marriage, How to Make It, Break It, or Keep It. And that is written by Susan Shapiro Barish. And I want to make sure everyone runs on over to her website as well. Susan Shapiro Barish, BARASH.com, who's helped us understand why women cheat. Susan, thanks for being on Her Radio. I'm Dr. Pam. Peak with Michelle King Robeson.
This is a fascinating segment about women cheating. Interesting. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and if you have a health question that you'd like for us to answer, you can email us at askher@radiomd.com. Stay well.